Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In the Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the podcast we have Melissa Gorga from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Season 13 premiered on Tuesday. Melissa and I talked the day before the premiere. We had both seen the episode, so we broke down some of the things that happened in that premiere and some of the hints of what's to come, you know. Melissa and Jennifer starting off on good terms, Teresa inviting Margaret over suddenly and apologizing to her, what she thought about that apology. We also obviously spent a lot of time talking about the Teresa, the Joe, the wedding of it all. You know, it's no secret this season leads up to an explosive finale during which the Gorgas and Teresa have a huge fight. And then the Gorgas decide, because of that, not to go to Teresa's wedding. You know, we don't know exactly what led to that fight, the reason for that fight. There's a sketched out picture of it, but it's not colored in, and I'm excited to get answers. It's going to be sad. There's real pain there. There's real hurt there. But I think we all deserve answers, and I think both of them deserve answers, because I think the speculation of it all has gone on for a little bit too long. So I'm excited that Jersey's back. I'm looking forward to seeing this full story. It's going to be intense. But Melissa and I broke it all down. We talked a lot about it. We also talked about the newbies. We talked about Jackie being a friend of this season. We kind of mentioned it all about a variety of different topics. And I love interviewing Melissa. I love Melissa. And I love Jersey. So keep listening for my interview with Melissa Gorga. Tune in to The Real Housewives of New Jersey Tuesdays on Bravo. And please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you hear podcasts. All right, so we are here with Melissa Gorga, star of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Season 13 is finally here. Melissa, are you ready? Like, this is it. Season 13, the hype is real. How are you feeling?
I mean, are we ever really ready, right? It's like one of those things where I always, every year I say this, I'm like, I can't believe it's still going. There's another year. I mean, I've been on the show now 11 seasons and 13 years. So it's a really, that's a really long time to have cameras in your house, in your life, knowing your business, judging you, the whole thing, you know? So I honestly can't believe it, but I'm always like ready to go again.
Yeah, it's not your first rodeo, but I feel like this year there's like, obviously, with the whole wedding and everything that happens around that, people have, I think a lot of people have sort of filled in the blanks themselves with, because we don't have the show to tell us exactly what happened. Is part of you almost excited to like kind of get the actual story out there and tell people actually what led up to the wedding and all that?
Yes, because there are so many false, this season especially, I cannot get over all of the false like accusations and like, the fans are completely filling in the blanks, trying to like figure it all out and make stories up, when the truth is you're really not going to know the full reason why until the very last episode. So guess what? You do have to watch the whole entire season. But I think you'll get clues throughout. You'll see the hurt. You'll see the pain. You'll see that, you know, Joe and I are holding on to something throughout this season that's really bothering us that we can't let go of. And then when it actually comes to light, we kind of explain then that we kind of put it out there and explain like, well, this is why we're really upset and this is what's happening. So yeah, Joe and I are very open and honest this season. I think I'm just at the point where I don't feel like we need to put on any kind of front with anybody. I feel like our feelings are valid. It's the way we feel. You know, we're not getting any younger. We don't want to deal with some of the toxic situations that we've been in. You know, I keep hearing my other castmates say these things where they're trying to insinuate that like, you're going to see, and it's like the bad guy. And it's like, I don't know what show they filmed, but it's not the same show that I filmed. From what I'm hearing my castmates say, like this season's going to be, I'm like, where were you during filming? Because that's not how I see this season at
all. Totally.
So mind-boggling to me. There's just so much extra going on outside of the show that has absolutely, it's so irrelevant, has absolutely nothing to do with what happened this season. It's actually like weird a little bit.
When there are all that extra noise around the show and what people are sort of like insinuating what you did and what your husband did and all this stuff, but you can't say it because it hasn't happened on the show yet. Like, do you ever get frustrated and you're just like, oh, I just want to like set the record straight like ahead of time, because it's like there's false narratives about you.
Yeah, like there's so many times that I want to be like, what are you like? I want to set the record straight. Trust me. But I also realized that, like, there's going to be my side, there's going to be my sister-in-law's side, there's going to be Jen's side, Margaret's side. We're all going to have a side, and right, we all feel right in our own minds, right? So that's what makes the world go round. I feel like you're hearing a lot of everybody else's side right now, except for mine. I haven't been rallying up the fans and Instagram, and I'm not DMing anybody trying to give my side. I'm very confident about what I did this season. I'm confident about how I felt about my actions, and it is what it is. I have nothing to hide. I feel like everything I did had a reason, and the way, you know, that Joe and I decided to protect our family, who can argue with someone saying, like, we wanted to protect our family, right?
Yeah, I'm completely with you. And I like what you said about, like, this year, there's, you're not, like, putting on any airs. Like, I kind of viewed last reunion as, like, a huge breakthrough in terms of that. And just sort of, like, both of you on either side, just kind of, like, being done with trying to, like, pretend or keep trying, because you would hit a wall with each other. Right. And do you view it as that, as almost a breakthrough of, like, okay, we finally can, like, get past pretense and just exist?
Yes, I did, because it was just starting, like, you know, how I explain it on the season too, is it just feels like a roller coaster to me a lot of the times lately. I just was like, I want off the roller coaster. Like, there's too many highs and lows and highs and lows. And it's like, we're good, we're not good, we're good, we're not, like, I'm like, I don't want to deal with anything that's not real anymore. Yeah. Sorry, I don't. And if that, you know, makes me come off a little hard, I'm sorry. That's where I'm at right now. I just want easy. I want real. I want authentic, or I just don't want it at all. And I think I'm allowed to feel that way.
I think so too. And it's sort of, it's like, I think anybody in your position would get a little bit hardened about it, because it has been over a decade of this. And, like, you can only go back and forth so many times around the same, like, original sin that we keep on bringing up over the whole decade. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you guys don't see eye to eye on, I think the way that you guys joined the show or whatever, like, that's what keeps on being brought up. And it's like, you're not going to see eye to eye on that.
I love that. I love that. It's like the forbidden fruit. You accepted an opportunity, and I will never forgive you.
That's the way it's treated, as the original sin of Jersey Housewives, I think. That's what we revolve around. But it's like, how many times are we going to bring it up?
I've never heard anybody say it that way. And that's amazing, by the way, the original sin of Jersey, which to me,
give me credit.
I don't get it. I don't see, like, the sin part. And obviously the tale's as old as time at this point. Yeah. Like, at the part, she has her
side. We don't have to rehash it. Exactly. Don't need to talk about it. No, but I just think it's just sort of, like, to me, Jersey has always, it's a different franchise because it is a family drama. It is a family show. And that's what sets it apart, I think. But there are ways that we can move forward without, you know.
Yes. So. Move forward. That is the words. Those are the couple words I want to use for the week. Let's move forward. How about that? It's like, why are we talking about 2010? It baffles me.
I know. So when you see Teresa, for example, say that, you know, she was hurt that you read out that text message last season, you explain it as, like, no, I was saying it so that people didn't try to get me to say things, but she sees it as you reading her private text message. I feel like that's very indicative of you guys just seeing things differently.
Of course.
Do you agree?
First of all, all of the things that her and I have been through on the show, the dinners, the lunches she's had with random old friends of mine, Kim D, this one, that one, Strippergate, we are discussing. Melissa read a text. Wow. Like, this is my point here. It's like I have no movement, no movement.
No movement. All, right.
It also got taken out of context. I was literally saying, everybody was sitting by the pool talking about Louie. I walked out. I'm like, guys, Teresa doesn't want us. She just texts me. That's what I was doing. Of course, things get, like, misconstrued, and it can come off as if I was reading her personal text, but trust me, she wanted me to tell everyone.
Exactly.
Talk about Louie. What was so secretive there? Like, that's what she wanted. And we all know that. She literally didn't speak to Margaret the whole entire season and didn't even want to look at me because I was friends with Margaret. because right. someone talked about Louis. It's like, what am I, the super big secret here? And if that's the worst that you got on me, then I think we're good.
Totally.
I think, right? It's like, I don't
yeah.
I don't,
mm-hmm. Well, and I loved in, again, we see this in the premiere, which is like, you texted her after the reunion saying, I'm fine that I'm not in your wedding party. Like, I really am fine, but let's not get, you can't get mad at what Margaret does. You can't get mad at me for what Margaret does. And I can't get mad at you for what Jennifer does. And I think that is actually an incredible like distinction to make, because I think that's been sort of muddled, and that's been what's happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I saw Margaret saying in an interview recently that like the difference though is that Margaret has tried to bring you guys together and Jennifer kind of aids in the division between you two. Do you agree yeah. with that distinction between them two?
I have 100%. There's no denying that. Margaret has never tried to pin Teresa and I against each other. She doesn't find joy in the family fighting.
Right.
Doesn't Margaret stir the pot in certain ways for the show? Of course she does. She does not find joy when Teresa and I and Joe Gorga is like hurting because he doesn't have his family or his sisters. And I cannot say the same for Jennifer. I think it's the writing's on the wall. Her snarkiness, she'll actually help. She helps the divide, which I right. don't understand why, you know, a lot of the times my sister-in-law doesn't see that. Or I don't know if she secretly likes it, you know? And she, you know, a lot of times people speak up for her and it's truly what she wants. For someone to speak that horribly about your little brother and you're still like, I don't know. Like, it just tells me that you're cool with it and that you like it. So mm-hmm. it is what it is. And that's fine. That's her life. And I want her to be happy in her life. I want to live my life now in my truth.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel as though Jennifer can sometimes do the dirty work of Teresa within the context of the show? Like, for example, what she brings up this year about you and Joe and your relationship, do you think and from the trailer, it seems like she's the one that brings it up. Do you think that any of that is like a reflection of conversations that happen off camera? And do you know what I mean?
Yes. I'm going to just say yes to that. And okay. I think that's another thing that we've seen year after year after year. There is yeah. always someone who meets up somehow, some way. They're an enemy of mine and they meet up with my family and all of a sudden something gets presented to me. Okay. Right. That is the one thing that I have never done. I do not play dirty. And that's where I lose respect for when people play dirty.
Yeah, for sure. The other thing that, I mean, I was surprised that this happened so quickly in this season, which is Teresa inviting Margaret over. She offered a fairly good apology, I think, to Margaret. What did you make of that invitation, that apology? What goes through your mind when you see that and hear that?
I'm not just saying this like on Teresa's part or Margaret's part, but I was like, what? Like it was like a little too quick, too soon. Like it was just right. odd to me that Teresa just something snapped and it was like, keep your enemies closer. And I totally knew that that's the angle. And I think Margaret kind of knew that too. And she was questioning her, like why it was so fine all of a sudden. And she couldn't stand Margaret, literally would not speak to me because I was friends with Margaret.
Exactly. Yeah.
Went to Margaret and said, you know what? You were right. You didn't do anything wrong to Louis and I was wrong and I apologize, but yet you're still mad at me. So this is where things don't make sense. And I knew that that was all going to unfold because I knew it wasn't genuine. That's what I'm saying again about like the roller coaster and the smile in your face, but behind your back, we're going to do this. That's where I'm done. So that's what's going to cause a major problem now. And that's what you're seeing in the divide of the family because I'm not playing the game anymore. I'm done playing the game. So now you have no one to play the game with.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. Again, it all ties back sort of that last reunion moment where you sort of, we got through that wall. And it's just interesting because like, again, like the trailer comes out for this season. It's an amazing trailer, by the way. It's like, I think one of the better trailers we've gotten in recent memory. And, you know, again, we talked about this sort of being a family show and that to me, that's like the central conceit of Jersey. But some people see that trailer and they like roll their eyes and they're like, oh, we're back to Melissa and Teresa. Like how many times are we doing this? And I get that. But I'm also, again, like it is about this family tie. How do you think about that? How do you think about how, I mean, we don't know everything that unfolds this season, but how Jersey moves forward with you guys kind of agreeing to disagree, I guess. Yeah.
That's a big question, if I'm being honest. When anyone gasps, I do too. I'm like, we're going to do this again. Trust me, yeah. I don't want to do the Melissa Teresa thing ever, you know? So it is puzzling. And I think more people are questioning season 14 than 13 because they're like, yeah. Wow, you know, we've never seen them like this. What happens next? And I mm-hmm. get that because I think we're all kind of saying that. We're all just like, we need a minute. You know what I mean? So I'm questioning right along with you.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there is a path forward. It's just like, it's very unclear what that looks like. And maybe the show looks different. But, you know, it's interesting this season because you and Jennifer, you know, at least you're starting off on fairly good terms in this premiere. You're like, you're talking at the roller skate party. And somebody says that, like, you and her are on better terms than she and Dolores are. And I wouldn't have expected that a year or two ago. Right. What's it like kind of with, I think that complicates the group dynamic a bit.
It does. You know what? Try again. Jennifer wants to talk. She wants to have lunch. And, you know, and you'll see that throughout the season. And she, you know, I try. You know what? I say, you know what? I am going to try not to hold this against her. I am going to try to, like, maybe have a relationship with her mm-hmm. outside of my sister-in-law, right? Because she just seems to be always just following her lead and barking things and speaking for her. So I'm like, maybe if we have a relationship that has zero to do with Teresa and it's about seeing as the first scene she ever came on to Housewives was through me at Envy, like, I think maybe she forgets that. I don't know. But I just was like, let me try my hardest to, like, erase what she's done before and try to really have a relationship with her. I don't care what she does with Teresa or how, if they're besties. I want my own relationship then.
Right.
And she wanted that. So I tried that. And then you'll see how that ended up.
I don't think it ends up well. Let's talk quickly about the newbies. We have three new faces in the group, which I think it's exciting for Jersey. I've loved this group of six that we've had for so long at this point, and I think it works so well, but it's fun to get some new people in there. We have Rachel, who is your friend. We have Danielle. We have Jennifer. What can we expect from this group? How is it going to complicate the dynamic?
I mean, I love that we have new girls. I am so excited about it. I am so sick of the old story and what is our reality? It's not even a story. It's our reality. I'm over it. And I'm so ready for the new girls and what they bring. And just to mix it up with them a little bit, I think they're all such a great fit for the show. Jersey does not recast often. We all know this. So to bring mm-hmm. in like three new girls is huge for
it's
us.
It's big. Yeah, it is.
And we needed it desperately. If you ask me, I've been like begging for this. So I am so happy that they brought three new faces and they blend really great.
Did I sense some tension between Jackie and Rachel in that first episode? Okay. Okay, yeah. What can you tease about what happens there? Because you're good friends with both of them.
Yes, it was an awkward moment. It was just one of those awkward moments where, you know, Jackie was just like, I guess, you know, she was kind of sizing up the new girl. I'll just say that. It was just a little
bit. Okay, totally. Yeah. So, and speaking of Jackie, I mean, we love Jackie. Jackie has been so great for the show. She's obviously a friend of this season. How did you react to that news? Because she's clearly going to be around this season, but... You know, that's a tough change for Jackie to probably have to deal with.
Yeah, so it is. It's probably tough for her. But at the same time, I think she's enjoying a little bit of a break from the personal story. She's literally with us in every scene that we're a group and that we're together. So you will see a lot of Jackie. But I think she's actually enjoying a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I guess because her story has been very heavy for the past couple of years. And it seems like she actually is in like such a great place right now. And it makes me so happy to see that. So
me too. I love that. I love her. I loved her from day one. I think she's strong-minded. I think she wasn't intimidated when she came on the show, which is very important.
Totally important.
It's very hard to find a new cast that doesn't watch us or isn't slightly intimidated in some kind of way. And she truly wasn't. She is a great cast member.
Yeah, so, I agree.
I think we'll keep seeing Jackie.
Okay, good. And two final questions to just thinking about the season holistically. Like, one is there something that you want people to sort of like keep their eye on? Like, is there like a dynamic or like a clue about what comes next that you kind of want people to pay attention to in these early episodes?
I mean, I think you're gonna wonder why Joe is so standoffish. You're not gonna see almost I want to say 0 to 1 scene of Joe with his sister or his family. Joe is very upset through filming, and he doesn't really say why. He knows that this is her wedding year. He doesn't want to send the house falling down and hurt the family before all of that. And you're going to see the hurt in his eyes and the stress. And you're going to see him kind of take some steps back, and his mind's very heavy.
Well, he had a tough, the reunion was tough for him. I think that's pretty clear to see. So I think that's probably it. Yeah. Yeah.
And when you see these beginning episodes, that's truly just a couple weeks after the reunion. So we were coming into this with reunion.
It's an open wound. Yeah, yes, totally. An
open wound, like watching how his sister treated him at that reunion and sat next to Jennifer and called him names. And he really came off of that.
And then the last thing is, what do you want people to keep in mind? Is there a reminder that you want people to know of, like, okay, keep this in mind when you're watching these early episodes, because we're going to get so-and-so answer? Or like, how are you thinking about what you want people to be thinking about?
I would keep in mind that Jennifer and I were truly trying to push forward. I was being very authentic with it and really like trying to have fun with her. I would also keep in mind that Joe and I have heavy heads, and there's a lot of reasons why, and you won't find out until the end.
Okay. Well, Melissa, it's always fun to talk to you, and I'm excited for things to be colored in for us, I think, this season. That's something that's, yes. I'm excited for the full story to be told, which I think everyone deserves that. So anyway, it's always fun talking to you. I'll see you on Friday at the Page 6 event.
I know, that'll be fun.
Just happy to see your face. And congrats on the new house. I'm excited to see that tour.
Yes, for sure. So we'll have fun Friday. We'll have a drink.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right, bye, Melissa.
Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find out more about In the Know at inthenow.com. You can follow me, give